HarperCollins presents an unabridged recording of The Wrong Suitcase, written and read by Laura Jane Williams. For Charlotte Jacqueline and Saba Khan, the readers I am forever trying to impress. Chapter 1. Izzy. From the back seat of my taxi, I can confidently declare this is going to be the wedding of the year. Something about the light that does it. It's setting the perfect mood. As we speed through the hills of Tuscany, winding on a dusty road flanked by undulating vineyards on either side, the sun glows bright and yellow, making everything look like a film set based on the director's wildest La Dolce Vita dreams. Oh, and I do mean speed, by the way. My driver, Pietro, apparently didn't get the memo that everything is supposed to move more slowly in Italy. Chianti is very bella, I offer up to him, shouting over the din of the engine. He doesn't take his foot off the accelerator as he looks at me in the rearview mirror. Chianti, he says, using a hand to punctuate the air as he distinguishes between the syllables, correcting my pronunciation. I listen to some Michel Thomas lessons to try and pick up the basics on the plane over, but it's really hard to practice a language without repeating words out loud, and I didn't want to be that girl on the 10 a.m. from Luton. I take my opportunity now. Chianti, I parrot back. Brava, Pietro says. And I think that must mean good, because he says it with a satisfied nod. I've saved up all year for this. When the invitation landed on the mat of my shared Putney flat last Christmas, I knew it would be worth it even then. The envelope was sealed with a dollop of ruby red wax and stamped with the entwined initials S and A, the invitation printed on card so thick I almost had to hold it in two hands. I met Sarah when I studied abroad in Toronto for a semester at university, and she met Adriano when she went on to teach English in Rome after graduation. Adriano is a Yorkshireman with long-lost Sicilian great-grandparents, hence the elaborate name. And she's Canadian, but they decided on northern Italy for their destination wedding as a midway point for their two families, in the wine region of the bottle they'd shared on their first date. I know, it's enough to make you sick, but as a primary school teacher in South London, my life is more than a little short on dreamy love affairs set against the backdrop of Chichi Trattorias and the Colosseum. I've lived vicariously through Sarah thanks to email and FaceTime, following her Instagram with an envy kept at bay only by how lovely she is. Sarah remembers birthdays and knows when to send flowers, even though she's an ocean away. She's a wonderful friend who just so happens to be unabashedly in love with a man who looks like a candle and is romantic enough to have proposed with a flash mob by the Trevi Fountain. "Is only you?" Pietro asks me as we turn off onto a driveway that seems to stretch up ahead for miles. The sun plays peekaboo through the uniform cypress trees, casting shadows through the car and mercifully cooling the air. "Is only me," I confirm, grinning wildly to prove just how okay I am with it, because honestly, I am. Up until the beginning of summer, I thought Doug was coming with me, which you'd expect of a boyfriend, obviously. But my anxiety had grown and grown as I imagined trying to keep him upbeat and entertained on this trip. The last weekend before school starts and the climax of a summer break I filled with extra tutoring work and babysitting for the cash. I'd thought Doug was droll and self-mocking, but it turns out Doug is, well, I don't want to use the words a miserable bastard, but the shoe fits. He kept reminding me how hot it would still be in Italy at the end of August and asking if I really wanted to spend all this money on 36 hours away when I'm...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?